Thanks a lot, Amy. When I first got here, Amy gave me this press clipping from the New York Times that said that the Zapatista tour that she was a participant in was mud, blood, and radical cheek. And she said, what do you think about the image that they're pushing now? And the only thing that occurred to me is that what they're trying to make the Zapatistas into is what they are not, which is this image, this romantic figure of a group of indigenous people who took up arms. And what is really there is a lot more than that. The Zapatistas are really about 30,000 indigenous people who speak 6 or 7 different languages, who were dying of dysentery at the rate of 15,000 a year. The Zapatistas are women who go to work at the age of 6, and what they do is go for firewood so that they can cook their meals and feed their families, married by the age of 14, 2 kids by the age of 16. And the lives that the men and women were living there were no longer tolerable and no longer acceptable. And the coming of NAFTA meant that their right to their livelihood, which was their land, was gone. Now, instead of growing corn for their families, they had to grow strawberries for export. So they declared war on the Mexican government on January 1st of 94. And the press tells all of you that the Zapatistas, number one, they tell you that they don't exist because they try to hide the terrible, terrible crisis and the terrible problems that Mexico are going through. And number two, they try to tell you that they're a left group, that they're disputing the right wing or the middle wing or whatever it is that they're calling it. But that's not true. What the Zapatistas are fighting for is an opportunity for life, a life with dignity. And the reason that they had to take up arms is because they're invisible. They're invisible the way that the disabled are, the way that gays and lesbians are, the way that women are, the way that poor people are. And it is because of that invisibility that they took up those arms. And now everyone wants them to be quiet. They want them to be quiet because of NAFTA, because of the political campaign in the US that's going on right now, because the Zapatistas are sitting on the largest oil deposits in North America right now. They want them to be quiet and they want them to disappear. And how are they trying to win their silence? Well, they tried to buy them off first. And when that didn't work, they sent 65,000 troops. They militarized the villages. They carry out selective campaigns of murder by organizing paramilitary groups. And they also use the weapon of rape. And this is something that I guess I can share with you, because in October of last year, I was gang raped by 3 armed men of 4 who were dressed as Zapatistas. And what they asked me after they were done with me was to shut up, just to be quiet about Chiapas. And I'm here to tell you tonight that this is what they've produced. They've not shut me up. We need your help. We need for you to stand beside the Zapatistas. And I know that I was meant to be here tonight with you, to speak with you. And maybe out of this crowd, a few people will come out and begin to make this movement grow. This is not a movement of the left. This is not a movement of a bunch of ideologies. This is a movement of human beings who have a right to life, and who have a right to a life with dignity. And what that means is housing, health, education, decent jobs, the things that every human being should have in this world. So this is a particularly important moment right now. The Zapatistas are supposed to go back to peace talks on the 4th of September. There have been 16 people held in prison. 7 of them were sentenced last Thursday. They were sentenced to 6 years in prison. They have commando units armed and ready to go in one of the villages that Amy visited, is where there's the largest commando unit, where their intention then is to make a rapid lightning military strike the way that they did in the Persian Gulf. And they want this to happen behind your back, and they want this to happen with your sanction and with your approval. So I'm asking you, before you leave tonight, there's some letters out in the hall, there's a table where we're selling some arts and crafts that the Zapatista communities make. Please buy them, please sign a letter, give us your name and your phone number. Most of all, give us your hand so that the hope that we're creating can continue to grow. And so that opportunity for life that the Zapatistas are fighting for and that I survived for can be realized. Thanks a lot to all of you.